வந்தேகம் ஸ்ரீகுரு.
The following is a lecture given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 16th of November, 1975, in Bombay, India.
ஜய ராதா மாதவ புண்ணியவிஹாரி. ஜய ராதா மாதவ புண்ணியவிஹாரி. ஜனவல்லப கிரிவரதாரி, ஜனவல்லப கிரிவரதாரி, ஜோதனந்தன பிரஜ ஜனரஞ்சன, ஜ
आचार्य अष्टतर सदस्य मान भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी को वागी जय अनंत कोटि वैष्णव बिंद की जय रामाचार्य श्री हरिदास ठाकुर की जय प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवाचार्य गौर भक्तवृंद की जय श्री राधा कृष्ण गो गोपनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरिगोवर्धन की जय वृंदावन धाम की जय नवद्वीप धाम की जय सावेद भक्तवृंद की जय All glories to the Asmari Lord. All glories to the Asmari Lord. All glories to the Asmari Lord. Thank you very much.
I was speaking in English, but now trying to practice to speak in Hindi. That is a fact. All right, English. Jive swarup hoy nitya Krishna das. Krishner tatastha shakti bheda bhed prakash. This is the philosophy. Bheda bhed prakash. Bhed and abhed. Bhed means different. And abhed means one. There are two kinds of philosophers. One class of philosopher, they think that jiva, the living entity, and God, they are the same, abhed. And there are philosophers, they think God is different from the jivas. This is called bhed. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu concludes these two classes of philosophers into his own philosophy, achinta bheda bhed, simultaneously one and different. Simultaneously, jiva is one with God and different also from God. This is very conclusive and reasonable. Just like Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita that mamai vāṃsa jīva bhūta. All these living entities, they are minute part and particles of me. There are many other instances that the big fire and the small sparks of fire. So the small spark of fire and the big fire, they are one and different. As fire, it is as good as the big fire, means the fire capacity, burning capacity is there. Even though small spark, there is burning capacity. And the big fire has it. But as big fire and a small fire, they are different. This is the right conclusion. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that actually the living entities, jivas, they are eternal servant of God. But their position is Krishner tatastha shakti, marginal potency, bheda bhed prakash. The jiva is potency of Krishna. It is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, aparayam itastu vidhi me prakitiṃ para jiva bhuta mahāvāho jayidam dhārjati jagat. The matter and the spirit, two energies, that will be explained in the letter, that the whole creation is manifestation of two energies. Parasya brahmana shakti sarvedam akhilam jagat ekadesha sthita shagne jyosna vistarina yatha parasya brahmana shakti sarvedam akhilam jagat. What is this world, creation, cosmic manifestation? Not only the material world, the spiritual world also, they are simply display of different energies of the Supreme Lord. Parashakti vividaiva suyate, parasa of the Supreme He has got mighty energies, and they are divided into three principal categories: spiritual energy, material energy, and marginal energy. The marginal energy is jiva, that is explained by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Krishner Tatastha Shakti Bhidabhed Prakash. I have given several times the example when we walk on the beach. The same land is sometimes covered with water and sometimes there is no water. This is called Tatastha. Sometimes with water, sometimes with no water. That is called Tatastha. The water is one side, land is one side. And in the beach, between the water and the land, there is a marginal potency, a marginal place, where sometimes it is water, sometimes it is without water. So jiva, being very small particle of the original fire, Krishna, sometimes is fall down. So when he falls down to the material world, he becomes extinguished of his spiritual energy. The same spark, it is in the fire, it is very beautiful, part there is sparking. But as soon as the spark falls out of the fire, it is no more fire, extinguished. Similarly, our position being marginal, when we fall down from our Krishna consciousness, that is our material life. And when you do not fall from Krishna consciousness, that is our spiritual life. Anyone can understand very easily. Therefore, tatastha shakti, marginal. There is potency of falling down. Therefore it is called tatastha. But when the jiva or the spark remains with the fire, there is no difference. Both of them are fire. But when the jiva not remains with the fire, with Krishna or Brahma or Paramatma, then it becomes extinguished. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu giving another example. Sujjangse kiran jaiche agni jala choy sabhavi krishner tin prakar shakti hoy. Sujjangse kiran, just like the sun and the sun sign. The sun sign is also sun, because the sun cannot be without sun sign. That is not possible. Wherever there is sun sign also. Sujjangsa kiran jaiche agni jalacha. The small molecules, bright molecules, they are combined together. They are called the rays of the sun. And in the sun proper, there is regular fire. Every scientist knows that it is a fiery planet. Agni jalachay. Sabhavik Krishna tin prakar shaktiya. Similarly, Krishna has got naturally three kinds of potencies. That potencies are manifested in different categories, but on the whole, they are three. The spiritual energy, the material energy, and the marginal energy. The jiva, we are also energy. We are not energetic. We are energy, marginal energy. We may remain in the spiritual world or we may remain in the material world. That is our choice. Therefore, Krishna, out of his compassion to the marginal energy, the jivas, he comes down. When we completely forget our eternal relationship with Krishna, then Krishna comes. That is called jada-jadai dharmasya glani bhavati bharat tadātmānam sijāmi aham. Just like this finger is part and parcel of my body. If the finger is cut off from this body, it has no value. We do understand it very easily. Nobody will care for it. But so long the finger is attached with my body, it is very valuable. If there is any trouble, I shall spend thousands of rupees for cure of the disease. But when it is cut off, amputated, it will lie down on the street and somebody tramples over it, I don't protest, because it is out of touch. So, dharmasya glani bhavati, we are part and parcel of Krishna. When we are detached from Krishna, then we are valueless. We have no value. We are simply a play in the hands of Maya. Prakita kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvasa. Ahankara vimuratma kartaham iti mannat. We are completely under the laws of the prakriti, material nature, and we have no independence. The prakriti, material nature, by pulling by the ear, she is dictating, you do this, you sit down here, you have to do it. Just like a criminal, when he is in the custody of police, yeah, he has to do according to the order of the police. This is our position. So this is dharmasya glani. Why this position? That we do not inquire. We have become so foolish under the influence of Maya that we do not inquire even that why I am put into this miserable condition of life, although I do not want it. Nobody wants. Nobody wants the threefold miseries of material world, adhyati, adi bhoti, adi daivi. But it is forced upon us. But we have become so fool. Still you are declaring independence. What is the value of independence? You are completely under control of material nature. Then why you are under the completely prakite kriyamanani, gunai karmani sarva, ahankara vimurani, simply by false prestige or false egotism, we are thinking we are independent, we can do anything, whatever you like. That is the disease. This is called dharmasya glani. Actually, he is independent in his spiritual nature. He is independent. As God is independent, of course he is not so independent. But the same example, as the original big fire has got burning capacity, similarly, the small spark, that is also has got the burning capacity. So far burning capacity is concerned, there is. Similarly, God is fully independent, sarat. Sarat, God is described in the Bhagavatam. Janmadasya jataha annayat itaratascha artheshu abhigya sarat. God's another qualification is sarat, fully independent. So we are part and parcel of God, but we have also got independence. That's a fact, because the part and parcel of gold is gold. So we have got independence. When we misuse this independence, then we are in this material world. When we don't misuse this independence, then we are in this spiritual world. Therefore, it is said, jiver swarupai krishner nitya das. Actually, a living entity's position is eternal servant of God. Just like a servant, when his obedient servant is very favorite of the master. And as soon as he disobeys, or if he wants to imitate the master, then he is dismissed. Similarly, when we want independently to become Krishna, that is our disease. Therefore, in the material world, first of all we try to become very first-class leader, then our minister, and so on, so on. Then at last we want to become God. The same imitation. That is the last snare of Maya. That why you shall serve God? This is slavish mentality. You just become God. This is the Maya dictation to keep him under the control of Maya. This is it. Therefore he thinks that I am God. He is not even a dog, still he thinks that he is God. So this is the disease. This is called dharmasya glani, because his real position is to remain eternal servant of God, that he derides. No, I shall become God. That is material disease. So this is called dharmasya glani. There are many so nice examples, just like these fingers. He picks up some nice foodstuff. The fingers cannot eat. Its duty is to pick up and put here. That is nature. If he does not, then why shall I give it to the mouth? He'll spoil it, Rasgulla. It will be spoiled simply by smashing. And if it is given to the stomach, then it goes to the stomach. The, all the fingers become nourished. Not only these fingers, others, everyone satisfied. Jathātaran mūla nisīchanena titpanti taskanda bhujopasākha pranopahārācya jathendriyānam tathā sarvāhanam acchutaijyā. This is a sāstric injunction. Just like if you pour water on the root of the tree water is immediately distributed to the leaves, twigs, flowers, everywhere. The tree becomes rejuvenated simply by watering on the root. Similarly, if you put stuff in the stomach, the energy is immediately distributed throughout the whole body. Similarly, tatha acchuto ijja, simply by satisfying Krishna, you satisfy everyone. You do not require to satisfy everyone separately. Therefore Krishna says, sarva dharmān parityajya māṁ ekaṁ saraṇaṁ vraja. He teaches. This is the last verse in the Bhagavad. And when he do not do that, we think otherwise, that is dharmasya glāni. Therefore Krishna comes. Yadā yadā hi dharmasya glāni bhavati vāyā. When one forgets Krishna and manufactures so many plans of service, the whole thing becomes spoiled. This is going on. Throughout the whole world, they are making plans. Humanitarianism, thisism, thatism, philanthropism, and no Krishnaism, except Krishnaism. Therefore, all their plans are becoming spoiled. This is the disease. So Krishna says that jada jada hi dharmasya, this is dharmasya glani. We do not know what is dharma, and we violate the orders of Krishna. Dharmanta sakshat bhagavat pranitam. Dharma means the order of God. That is dharma. Two words, the definition of dharma. There are so many definitions of dharma, but real dharma, as we understand from the Vedic scripture, dharmantu sakshat bhagavat pranit, the order given by the Supreme Lord, that is dharma. Otherwise, how dharma? So, as sincere servant of Krishna, we have to abide by the orders of Krishna and act accordingly. Then everything will be peaceful, everything will be in order. That is also stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Bhoktaram jagatavasam sarvaloka maheswaram sridam sarvabhutanam gyatta mam shanti michyati. If you want to become happy and peaceful, then you accept this theory. Not theory, it is fact. That Krishna is the Supreme Lord, he is the enjoyer, just like here is Krishna. He is enjoying. He is playing on his flute along with Radharani. This is enjoyment. Anandamaya abhyasat. And we are servants, we are trying to, how Krishna will be placed in a nice temple, how Krishna will be offered nice foodstuff. Let us go out. Let us bring some means of sustaining this temple. Everyone, we are engaged. Simply Krishna is enjoying. This is the position. Krishna does not go to sell our books. We go. because we are servant. And whatever means we get, we spend for Krishna. This is real, our position. We have to learn this position. We, Krishna consciousness movement means the same thing as it is stated in the Shastra or anywhere. Vedaishta sarvai ahameva vedam. That is stated. Ved, what is Ved? Ved means knowledge. Vetti veda vidagyane. Now what is that knowledge? The knowledge is to understand Krishna. That is knowledge. If you don't understand Krishna, then everything is no knowledge. It is foolishness. Therefore, Krishna says, Bahunam janmanavante jnanaman manga prapadyate vasudeva sarvamiti samahatma sudurya. That is Mahatma. One who understands Krishna. Janma karmamsu me dibbam jujanati tattva takta dehanga punat janmanaiti mameti konti. These are the instructions. So simply try to understand Krishna and our position in relationship with Krishna. That is being explained by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Now he is Krishna. Krishna, Krishna Chaitanya Namya. He has again come. And 5,000 years Krishna came. And he gave us the instruction in the Bhagavad Gita and left behind him that you study Bhagavad Gita. Try to understand your relationship with Krishna. Act accordingly and be happy. The Bhagavad Gita was left, but unfortunately we misinterpreted Bhagavad Gita, we misled others, the so-called politicians, so-called scholars, and they misled people by misinterpreting Bhagavad Gita, and people are in the wilderness. So our humble attempt is to re-establish the Bhagavad Gita as it is. That will make the people happy all over the world. Krishna does not speak for any particular man or society or religious group or country. No. Krishna is God. Whatever he speaks, that is applicable to everyone. That is being true because we are placing Bhagavad Gita as it is. It is being accepted all over the world. That's a fact. It is not story. These Europeans, Americans, why they're accepting Krishna? Because Krishna, the devotion for Krishna is there already, because we are part and parcel of Krishna. That is natural. Nitya siddha Krishna bhakti saddha kobu na sabanadi suddha chitte karayuda. This is the process. We have got eternal relationship with Krishna, as it is said by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Jiver swarupay krishner nitya das. We are eternal servant of Krishna, part and parcel of Krishna. How it can be divided? No. It cannot be. We are simply forgotten. Therefore, Chaitanya Chaitamrita Kar, he says, nitya siddha Krishna bhakti. My love for Krishna, my devotion for Krishna is natural. It is not an artificial. These Europeans, Americans, they have become Krishna devotee, not artificially. They are taking it seriously, because the relationship is eternal. Either you take birth in America or Czechoslovakia or in India, the Krishna bhakti is there. Simply you have forgotten. So sarvanadi suddha chitta. If we simply hear about Krishna, then we can understand, oh, I am eternally related with Krishna. I did forgot Krishna. So this Krishna consciousness movement means we are reviving the original consciousness, Krishna consciousness. Therefore we have particularly named Krishna consciousness. So svabhavik Krishna teen prakar shakti hai. Now Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is explaining that svabhavik, natural. Naturally, Krishna has got three energies, apara, primarily, para and apara, Krishna has explained in the Bhagavad Gita. And the marginal potency, also the para prakriti, that is confirmed by Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita. Aparayam itastu vidhime prakritim para, para prakriti. jiva-bhuta mahabhava, jayedam dhajate jagat. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is quoting another verse from Vishnu Purana. This is a quotation from the Vishnu Purana, 1:22-53. What is that quotation? Eko-desa-sthitasya-agne-josna-vistarini jatha parasya-brahmana-shakti-stadema-akilam-jagat. This is real teacher. A real teacher will never say whimsically, I think in my opinion. No, he is not a teacher. He is a cheater. You cannot manufacture anything because we are imperfect. All our senses are imperfect. We are put into mistaken condition, illusory condition, and in spite of all our defects, we want to cheat people by so-called theories, I think, or it may be perhaps, but that is not accepted. In the Vedic culture, no such thing will be accepted, that I think, in my opinion, perhaps, maybe. These nonsense will never be accepted. The real knowledge from Vedic quotation, then, therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, although he is Krishna himself, even Krishna himself, where he said that brahma-sutra-pada-ishchaiva hetu-madhi-vinishtitam. He says, he is giving reference to the Vedanta. Vedanta's another name is brahma-sutra. So Krishna says these things have been very logically proved in the Vedanta-sutra philosophy. He says, brahma-sutra-pada-ishchaiva hetu-madhi-vinishtitam. So you cannot make any conclusion, or I cannot make any conclusion. Krishna also says, although he is God, he can say whatever he says, that is Veda. Still he is giving reference to the Brahma Sutra. Similarly, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as soon as he said that the living entity is marginal potency of the Supreme Lord, he is giving immediately quotation from Vishnu Purana. This is colon. This we have to accept. He is supporting Veda Pramana, Suti Pramana. Among the Vedic scholars, whatever you say, you must give proof from the Vedas. Then it is perfect. You cannot say, in my opinion, I have manufactured this philosophy. That is useless. So, here is quotation. Eko-desa-sthitasya-agne-josna-vistarini-jatha-parasya-brahmana-sakti-tathidam-akhilam-jagat. This akhilam-jagat, the entire cosmic manifestation, is simply manifestation of the energy of the Supreme Lord. That is, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wants to give proof. Energy. That like, here is light, the energy of the electric bulb or the electric light. So when there is light, we understand immediately there is electric bulb. Similarly, if you can appreciate the energy of the Supreme Lord, then you cannot become a theist. There is God. By then, just like in the morning when there is glimpse of sunlight, immediately you understand there is sun. You do not require to see whether there is sun or no. Simply by the light, you can understand, now the sun is light. Similarly, you see how the energy of Krishna is working, parasya brahmana shakti. Then you can understand there is Krishna. Simply by energy, the akhilam jagat, the whole cosmic manifestation, is nothing but distribution of different energy. Just what is this material world? It is the distribution of the energy of the sun. That scientist will accept that. Due to the sun sign, due to the heat of the sun, according to their theory, the planets are moving. They have got an instrument. I forget the name of the instrument. As soon as there is little heat, within that instrument there are small balls, they begin to jump. So that is the proof that due to the energy of the sun, the whole material world is being maintained. As soon as there is less sunlight, immediately the trees become without any folio. We have seen in Western country, as soon as there is no sunlight, only snow, they become simply leafless. Again in the spring, all of a sudden, as soon as there is heat, all the trees become full with foliage. So, this is due to the sunlight and heat. Similarly, as ordinarily the one sun is in this universe, there are millions of suns and millions of universes. Similarly, the original sun is Krishna. Original Krishna Surya Sama Maya Andhakar Jaha Krishna Nahi Taha Maya Radhika Krishna Surya Sama. Darkness. We can experience that on account of sunshine, the trees are full of green leaves. And in the absence of sunshine, they all become faded away and fallen. Similarly, the whole world, cosmic manifestation, is going on account of two energies of the Supreme Law, or three energies, one marginal, the spiritual energy and the material energy. Parasya Brahmana Shakti. Shakti means energy. So it is very easy. Nobody can become atheist or godless if he is sane man. That here the energy is working. Here the is this heat and light. So that must be the source of heat and light. So that is stated in the Padma here, Vishnu Purana. Ekadesha. Ekadesha. Krishna is situated in his own abode. That's a fact. Goloka eva nivasati akhila atma bhuta. But he is all pervading by his energy. Just like the sun is situated in one place, everyone can see. But the sunshine, the heat and light is distributed all over the world, all over the universe. Similarly, Krishna is enjoying in his abode. Ananda chinmaya rasa pratibhavitabhi tabhi ja eva nija rupa taya kalabhi goloka eva nivasati akhilatma bhuta govinda madi purusam samang vajan. He is situated in Golok Vrindavan. He is enjoying. Purnasa purnamadaya purnameva vasishyate. This is the Vedic instruction. Even his full energy is distributed all over the world. He still is full. That is Krishna. Purnasa purnamadaya purnameva vasishyate. If we have got some energy, you have got some money, if it is spent one after another, then it becomes zero. Krishna is not like that. Just like you can see, for millions and millions of years, this sun is giving you heat and light. Still it is full. Anyone can. This is a material thing. And what about the Supreme Spirit? That you have to understand. Krishna never becomes diminished. He is full. Purnamidam, purnamada, purnat, purnamudachyate, purnasya, purnamadaya, purnameva vishishyate. This is spiritual. 1 minus 1 equals 1. 1 plus 1 equals 1. This is spiritual. So, parasya brahmana shakti. So, Krishna is all pervading. The Mayavadi philosopher, they think, if God is all pervading, he is distributed everywhere, then where he is formed, there is no form. No. That is miscalculation. We are thinking God as something material. Just like if you take a big piece of paper and tear it into small pieces and throw it, then the big paper is lost. No. God is not like that. Purnasa purnamadaya purnameva vasishyate. You can take out the whole thing many times, still he is whole. That is God. So, here it is said, ekadesha sita sagne jusna vistarina jatha parasa brahmana shakti. His shakti is parasa shakti vividaiva sriyate. His shakti, his energy is never lost. It is always full. You can go on. The example is the sun. There so much energy is being distributed for millions and millions of years. Still it is full with fire and heat and light. So if it is possible for an ordinary material object, and what to speak of Krishna, this is to be understood. So when we forget all these things, when we misunderstand Krishna, then we remain in this blackness of material world. And if we understand Krishna properly, jarma karma cha me dibbam jo janati tat tat, then you become liberated. So Krishna is explaining himself in the Bhagavad Gita. Try to understand Krishna and you become liberated and be saved from this material existence. Tapo dibbam putraka jina suddheta satta. Then you purify your existence and you come to your spiritual original position and become free from material miserable condition of life, birth, death, old age and disease. Thank you very much.